This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
I love starting a Friday off with this guy, Isaiah Stevens. This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by the one and only Crazy Carl's Pizza. Isaiah, you got any plans tonight, man? We could go to Oh, that's right. You got a game. You got a big one. Another one coming up for you guys. So maybe no pizza tonight for us.
Maybe if we get the win, man, we could talk about it.
A little late night Crazy Carl's Pizza run. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll definitely be down for that.
All right, man. Well, before we move on to tonight's game, and again, appreciate you jumping on, even though it is game day. But it's a big one tonight for you guys because it's the next one. But going back to that Louisiana Tech game, I mean, there was never any doubt, right? There was zero doubt in your mind. You guys were going to come back and win that game.
I don't even know, man. It's a long game, though. So, well, we still felt confident, even though we were down and maybe not playing our best ball. We were super positive in our huddles. We just felt like a run was coming our way sooner or later. We just had to stay with it and be ready for it. So,
well, and there's so many unique players on this roster, Isaiah, and I'm really excited to see how it all kind of works out. But did you feel like maybe in that first half and portions of the second, at least the start, that it was still more of a feeling out process, trying to just figure out how these guys are all going to work together?
100%, man, and it's still going to take some time to kind of iron some things out, but I was definitely just pleased with the way we responded to an adverse situation in our very first game together. I thought that was a very positive sign for us moving forward.
What clicked for you guys? Defensively, you guys started coming up with stop after stop. You looked like this well-oiled machine right around that 8-minute mark left in the game. I think a lot of people were like, man, if the Rams are going to come back, they got to do it right now. And it was instant. You guys just started gelling defensively, coming up with big stops. And then, of course, you did your thing. Did Coach Medved say something, or did you guys finally just settle it down a little bit and go, all right, let's get back to what we know here, what we've been working on in practice for so long?
I think it's a mix of all those things. We made a few adjustments in one of those media timeouts to come out and just kind of attack them a little bit differently. And then also we just looked at each other and was like, all right, fellas, it's time to like lock it in, put everything else to the side. We got to go out here, and if we don't start getting stops, this game is going to get away from us. So I think that was also really cool to see that we were able to just keep it all the way 100 with each other in those moments right out the gate. So after that, we came in and started making some plays. So
yeah, and you came in too, man. I mean, you ended up just kind of getting into that. I love it when you get into this takeover mode. It's like something comes over you, man. You're solid every single game throughout, but there's these stretches where it's like, what am I watching here? I mean, you look like you're on ice out there, like an ice skater, like a hockey player, because everybody else is jogging while you're skating around. You were making some plays, my man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, man, sometimes you kind of just got to kick it into another gear. And as a point guard, sometimes you got to manage the game in a multitude of ways. And I just felt like it was time for me to kind of maybe pick up the pace a little bit, start getting more downhill, start being more aggressive. And that kind of opened up even some more opportunities for my teammates just off of that approach itself. So I felt like that was kind of when the game started to flip for us.
Yeah, you ended up with 10 assists, but man, you got to be licking your chops because, as we said, everybody started getting rolling with that around that 8-minute mark. But there's some weapons on this team where 10 assists might be the minimum for you when you're looking around it. Obviously, Patrick Cartier is not going to have off nights like he did very often. You know, just as far as finishing at the rim, he's good at that. Nick Clifford, my goodness, that guy is a freak of an athlete. Joel Scott doing his thing, not just on the defensive side, but he had 18 points. Josiah Strong. So do you just kind of like rub your hands together and you're like, man, I'm gonna rack up some assists this season?
I definitely am aware of the pieces I have around me in terms of being able to continue my assistant ways. And they're going to make it easy on me, man. These dudes can make plays after plays. regardless of the situation. So I'm definitely excited to see what it ends up looking like as we keep going.
What did you make of Joel Scott? I was joking with him. I had him on the program earlier in the week, and I said, hey, man, if I would have asked you at that golf tournament we were at the other day, well, a month or so ago, if you coming in, you would have thought you'd be the lead scorer in your first D1 game at this level. What would you have told me? And he's like, I would have told you you're crazy. But, man, hats off to him. He was grinding in that second half.
100%, man. And he's going to continue to be a huge piece for us, man. And he can score at multiple levels. He can finish around the basket with the best of them. I think he's more athletic than what people think, just kind of off of his stature and his build. And, yeah, man, he'll be able to help us win a lot of games.
Now that you obviously get the win, 81-73 over Louisiana Tech, looking back, is this almost a good thing that you had that adversity in this game early in the season rather than, you know, down the stretch, you know, learning that, hey, we could be down by a certain amount of points, but we know we're gonna find a way to make a comeback. Now looking back, aren't you, I mean, yeah, you want to have a perfect basketball game every time, I get it, but isn't there a part of you that looks back at a game like that and says, I'm kind of glad we were down at the half and we were down by double digits at one point? It might be something that comes back to us down the road.
I think you would much rather have to go through those learning pains and still being able to come out with the win. I think that's kind of what made it all worthwhile. We were able to look at each other after the game and be like, man, we could play so much better. Yet we still found a way to come out with the W. So moving forward, man, I think it's just continuing to build on what we learned, getting out to better stars. Finding a better consistency on the defensive floor, on the defensive end of the floor earlier in the game, to really help settle ourselves in. And these guys with fans in Moby. So it was a lot going on, but at the same time, I loved our response. So that's what we had.
You're listening to the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And so, Isaiah, can you take us through, like, obviously us as fans, we're watching the game and we just see more stops. We see this defense doing their thing and coming up with the stops, and then you guys are producing down at the other end. But are there any specifics that you can kind of shed some light on? Like, what was changing? Communication was better? Or just kind of from your point of view, what was it that really stuck around that 8-minute mark?
I think, for one, just executing the game plan, I think having all five guys on the same page at all times is kind of what can make or break some of those runs. And during that run that we ended up getting on, we were super connected, especially on the defensive end, doing everything that we practiced leading up to the game. So just relying on our habits, relying on our day-to-day work to understand that that's what we're going to find success in, not these crazy whirlwind of plays that happen once every blue moon. So we kind of just resorted back to our habits that we work on every day, and they ended up pulling through for us.
How much do you take on, like, personally, knowing, hey, I'm not only am I an incredible player, I'm going to go down as one of the best Rams players ever. I mean, maybe the best when it's all said and done. Who knows, man? You're that good. But as a leader, I know people are looking at you. And obviously, you got a bunch of new faces. How much pressure does that put on you knowing, okay, I've got to, not only do I have to be the point guard on the floor, but I got to be the point guard off the floor too, practice, outside of the court, all those things?
For sure. I think it's one of those things that I've kind of just gotten used to and expected myself each and every day, and the coaches expect it from me as well. But the one cool thing about our team and our culture, man, is multiple leaders out here. It's not just me. So guys aren't just looking at Isaiah Stevens when things get tough or when we need a spark. We can look at a multitude of guys, whether it's Pat Cartier, Josiah Strong, man. Even Joe Palmer has a huge voice and influence on our locker room. So we can kind of look in a multitude of directions depending on what we need. And we all kind of bring something different. I feel like that's why CSU basketball is unique in that way.
We got a texting about the women's game last night. Just said, did I see Isaiah at the women's game last night? I don't know. Were you at the game last night?
I was there for the first half, yeah.
So somebody saw you there, man. So wave next time.
Okay. I'll be sure to do that.
Just look around. You don't know who it is. Just start waving. They'll see you, man, I'm sure.
This sounds good.
I mean, my goodness, this women's basketball team, what was it like, 80? What was it, 80 to 40 or something like that, man? They just ran away.
Yeah, man, it wasn't even close. It got away from them pretty quick there in the first quarter, I want to say. McKenna came out the gate, just making plays, and then kind of the rest of the group got going as well as the half kept going. And it got to a point where I was sitting there. My mom is in town, so we were sitting there talking. I was like, I don't know if this game is going to get any closer. I'm probably going to go put my feet up right now.
Time to get out of here. What's your relationship like with McKenna? I mean, you guys, obviously, number four, studs. You're both going to go down as two CSU greats. We see a lot of the marketing stuff and promotion about CSU with you two involved. What is your relationship like?
Yeah, man, I'll say our relationship has definitely grown over the years. She's a dear friend of mine that I've gotten to know pretty well over time. And honestly, man, it was like just natural how it happened. She transferred in. I was going into my second year. And then all of a sudden, you just start seeing games on TV during the COVID year. And then the year after, you want to see kind of what all the fuss is about with the point guard over there on the women's team. And then you start to realize how good she really, really is. And she's only gotten better each and every single year, which I think is incredibly hard to do when you're at the top of everybody's scouting report. So big props to her, man. She's doing her thing, and they're going to have a really good year.
Doesn't that make it more fun, more exciting for you when you know, okay, we're doing our thing, and then on every other night now, the women's team's going to be doing their thing. We're going to really create this environment at Moby where almost, you know, every other night, or, you know, obviously there's going to be road trips and stuff, but for the most part, one of those two teams is going to be filling Moby Arena. That's got to be kind of a little extra special knowing both teams should be pretty successful this season.
100%, man. You want to see like all the sports teams at CSU find success, and especially with the Moby teams, you see them around all the time, whether it's the weight room, the refueling station, the training room, and you start to get to know a lot of these people on a personal level, so you just want nothing but the best for them.
This is the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Okay, Isaiah, I have never met your mom before. I think we follow each other on socials and everything. She does a great job of sharing out the podcast. But I'm told she's a cut-up. I'm told she's hilarious. And I was also told we need to get her on the show at some point. What do you think about that?
I'm sure she would love to do that, man. Nah, she's definitely a jokester. She's a nonstop ball of joy, energy, man. She keeps it always lighthearted in the room, man. So I'm excited for her to be able to come on if that's in the works. So I'm happy about that.
I'm sure she's going to listen, or if she's listening, we got to get her on at some point. You might want to do like a prep show with her and say, hey, don't throw me under the bus. Don't make fun. Don't share any stories.
We definitely have to talk through some things first, man.
Yeah, that'd be a blast, man. Okay, Isaiah, we're going to take a break. We got one more segment with you. We're going to let you off quickly here. Normally, you're going to do like an hour with us, but I know you're kind of busy tonight, so we're going to let you get back at it as soon as possible, but we'll have you back for one more segment, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. The Rams got the dub the other night, 81-73 over Louisiana Tech. Now they look to take on Wright State tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off at Moby. We'll talk to Isaiah about that matchup coming up next.
November, a time of thanks. Thank you for being a friend. We're thankful for you, Northern Colorado.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. You're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
The Rams getting set to take on Wright State tonight at 7 o'clock for game number 2. This is the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And Isaiah, this is, you know, this Wright State team, they were pretty good last year. They were almost a 20-win team. They were close. But what kind of challenges do they present for you guys tonight?
Man, they are elite offensively. They share the ball. They can really shoot it. They also have some really good bigs inside that put a lot of pressure on the rim at all times. And they play well with each other. Like I said, they share it at a high level. And then defensively, man, they're just super solid. They're aggressive, and they rebound the heck out of the ball. So we're going to have to definitely be ready for competitive one tonight.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, you look at it, and for, you know, just casual viewers, whatever, they look at this and they see a CSU minus 10.5 on the spread tonight. But I look at this and say, man, that's a Wright State team. Everything you just said is why this could be a really hungry team. I believe this is their first game too, so they're wanting to kind of get their season started off the right way.
For sure, yeah, they're definitely gonna have a little bit of extra juice, and it's still early in the season for us as well. So I'm believing we're gonna come out the same way. But yeah, man, this team can beat you in a multitude of ways. They're super talented, so it will be a good one.
Isaiah, man, we're looking forward to it. I love Friday night basketball. I'm so pumped. I believe this one's gonna be on the Mountain West Network too. If you're not going to Moby Arena. But that place is just such a magical place. I'm going to make it a point to get out to a couple. But, man, at least we can watch on the Mountain West Network as well if we're not going out to Moby. But, Isaiah, my man, have a wonderful game tonight. Good luck to you guys, and we'll look to catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
All right, man. The Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.